We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays 4 to 6. And we attempt, and in many cases have great success, thanks to you spreading the word, in setting brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere to be able to recognize the difference between liberty and slavery, freedom and tyranny. Controlling your own destiny versus bondage. And that's why I'm here. We'd already lost a lot of our rights and liberties and basic freedoms and our sovereignty by the time I got on the air, right at 17 years ago. But today, unfortunately, the tyranny is of the most virulent, organized type. And it's because the corrupt ruling elite, right at the point that they're taking over the world through financial Ponzi scheme frauds, right as they engage in financial fraud-based conquest, the world is beginning to awaken, and that awakening is beginning to accelerate. And that is why the social controllers, the social engineers, are openly overturning every canon, every bedrock value of freedom, not just here in the United States, but worldwide. And now in Russia, in China, in Saudi Arabia, even in other nations, they marvel at the police state and use the United States now as an excuse to carry out the horrible repression that many of those countries are engaged in. So when we come back from break, I'm going to attempt, and you know, it doesn't mean I'm always successful at, I'm going to attempt to go over the fact that the time for denial is over. There's no excuse to live in denial, and the time for action is here in every way. Tyranny with a capital T and all that that word means is here. But like judo, we can use this assault as a way to really get a lot more people to awaken and take action. The system likes to just sell tyranny and corruption and oppression and control with a velvet glove over the iron fist and have people acquiesce. They don't like to have to come out with open, brazen, hubris, chutzpah-filled, arrogant, baseline oppression. They're only doing this because their end game is threatened, because they are weak. We have massive news on now the open admissions of shutdown of the internet as we know it, the end of the internet as we know it. That's not even my headline. That's the type of headlines we see in the Associated Press and MSNBC in the Hill newspaper. In fact, will you guys pull me some of those from Thursday and Friday? I want to show viewers on air when we get to those. I don't want to just go from memory. Thank you. And, you know, headlines like new internet bill, free speech kill switch. Saw that headline out of the Hill. All of this is going on. In fact, I saw a headline in the Weekly Standard talking about the draconian attack on free speech and the internet. And then there's a separate article out today attacking myself and Ron Paul out of the same publication, saying we're crazy because we warn of tyranny and we warn of the military being used against the American people. Even as it's in CBS News and ABC News that the NDAA does affect U.S. citizens and is the end of posse comitatus, the Weekly Standard is saying we're basically crazy and none of this is going on. Kind of like the tanks assaulting Waco saying this is not an assault.
A very wealthy. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, my friends. We're live. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday afternoon, or in the morning, or in the middle of the night, depending on your time zone, where you're living in the world, or any ships at sea tuning in to our transmission. It is 4:06 Central Standard Time. I am broadcasting to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, as the introduction laid out. And it is Sunday, the 18th day of December, 2011. This is a very important broadcast today. Every broadcast I do, the weekday show, the Sunday show, they're all very important. They were important 17 years ago when I started out to try to warn people about globalization and this whole New World Order takeover system. But now, classical oppression, classical usurpation, the fact that our liberties are being usurped, taken over, destroyed, is undeniable. And then you have to ask the question and do the research, why is it happening and who is doing it? My job is getting a lot easier. It'd be basically like if you saw some kids playing on a train track and you walked out to them and said, hey, there's a train coming at high noon. It's a bullet train, travels 150 miles an hour. You might want to get off the tracks. It's really dangerous. And they look at the old man. It's 3 minutes to noon. And they say, I don't see any train, mister. All right, I'm telling you, it's going to come over that hill here in just a few minutes. And you'll have to jump out of the way. It's moving so quick. And a couple minutes later, they start to hear a noise off in the distance. And then, sure enough, there is the white light of its train light coming up over that hill, going 150 miles an hour, and will they jump out of the way of the train? That is the question. I've been telling you this train's coming, and now it's barreling down the tracks right at us. Right at us. You know, I told you a decade ago that they would sell us the derivatives they were already selling. They'd gotten rid of Glass-Steagall. I guess 12 years ago I told you that they would implode the world economy. First imploding Europe, then Asia, then the United States, and announced a new bank of the world that we would all pay our VAT and carbon taxes to. And it wasn't because I had a crystal ball in my basement and I was consulting with Ouija boards. No, it was because the Trilateral Commission plan is public. The State Department Memorandum 200 is public. The Club of Rome's reports are public. These globalists write books bragging to each other about what they're doing to us. It's all very funny to them that the average male lives through other males that throw balls around on a field and doesn't actually have any real life themselves and just goes from work home, drinks beer, watches TV, and their children are programmed by the television set and their wives are, and that is living on this planet today. And I'm not judging people that live like that any more than I judge someone who's been lobotomized or put in under shock therapy or run over by a car. These are victims of the social engineering. And I've read the father of social engineering's books, Edward Bernays. I've studied Joseph Goebbels. I know what they've done. I know it's a conscious plan. And I sit here saying, okay, this is what's going to happen next. And here's all the documentation. Oh, by the way, here's a 1965 Rockefeller Foundation document. It's up at InfoWars.com with links to the National Archives, in case you don't believe it, where they add sterilants to the vaccines and cancer viruses. And their plan was to start reducing fertility and life expectancy. And now you can see that that's happened. But here's the document. People are like, you know, that's too crazy. That guy must be making that up. most people, at least in the past, would not even go to the website, link it, go read it, and find out it's true. I mean, do you have children? Are you just going to say it isn't true and line them up and take the vaccines because the government wouldn't be doing that? Kind of like 14 years ago when a nurse inside a Department of Defense lab in San Antonio sent me documents that for decades all children in the Western world have their blood taken and put in secret databases for eugenics. Of course, you know, in the last 4 years, it's national news. I got a lot of apologies on that one. Well, I gave you the documents at the time. I got death threats over it. I've had whistleblowers that give me information that end up dead repeatedly. Why am I still alive then? Because I'm here, awake and conscious and putting my life in God's hands. And people are praying for me. That's in the spiritual realm. But in the temporal realm, if they kill me, it underlines everything I've said. It highlights it in indelible yellow marker, highlighter. It puts 100, 1,000 exclamation points behind everything I've said. But they still may. So I'm committed. Because I know there's no future. Because I know, more importantly, that there's a world government run by the Fortune 100. I know what drives them. Their end game is not money and power and sex. That's what they get the general public to sell out for. At the highest levels, these are highly dedicated people who are absolutely given to obsessive compulsive control freakism, and who want their global takeover to be complete. So that's why they want to dumb down the general population ahead of accelerated controlled plagues to forcibly reduce population by 80-90%, as the UN Club of Rome and others have stated. And the Weekly Standard can come out and attack Ron Paul for coming on my show and talking about CIA drug dealing, which has been in congressional reports and confirmed. They can criticize him for being in the film Endgame, where they say Jones is nuts. He says the elite say they can live forever. I'm not the crazy one. I'm not the top globalist listed in the film with a bibliography at whatistheendgame.com where they say they're going to do this. I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying that Lord Rothschild's going to attain this, or Prince Philip, or Prince Charles, or the others that are in these reports, Ray Kurzweil, these are quotes from their books saying it. See, when I show you a UN document, like the UN documents that are in Endgame, and the UN document says once world government is established, they won't just try to hold population at one point, they will then try to massively reduce it with controlled airborne Ebola and things, as Dr. Pianca at UT talked about and made national news 4 years ago. And so we need a world police state to carry out the 90% reduction. And then all this creepy stuff about the time will soon be at hand and we must prepare. This is a guy that wins international awards from the UN and others and gets standing ovations when he talks about this in this control freak cult that they're part of. I report on that at Endgame and show clips of him and clips of his papers. And what does the Weekly Standard do? They run out with this article, "The Company Ron Paul Keeps." Next subheadline, "Meet Alex Jones." And it says here, oh my gosh, Ron Paul was just on Alex's show this week. I'm going to read this later. We're going to re-air the Ron Paul interview, at least part of it. It literally got picked up by hundreds of newspapers because it was powerful. It said, oh my gosh, Ron Paul came on and talked about NORTHCOM and the U.S. military and enemy combatants for U.S. citizens, and he's nuts. It says Alex Jones is the biggest conspiracy theory in the world, except for maybe Ron Paul. They have this little fake epiphany of, oh no, there's one bigger. It's Ron Paul. He's Obi-Wan Kenobi to Luke Skywalker. Ladies and gentlemen, I have CBS News, USA Today, all right here, saying military on the streets of America, arresting citizens forever. It's national news, and they're saying, no, Alex Jones and Ron Paul are insane. And we're going to come back with the internet censorship bill in your face, the inventors of the internet. And I don't mean Al Gore going public saying it's a total takeover, all of it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here is what we're going to do.
What do you mean I don't support?
I am going to cover the open announcement that the worldwide, the UN, along with the federal government and the U.S., is going to openly start censoring the internet. We're going to break that down, and we're going to get into the National Defense Authorization Act that Obama has said that he will sign after saying he wouldn't sign it. And, of course, it's now come out from all of the co-sponsors and authors, Carl Levin, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, all U.S. senators. The clips are up at Infowars.com. Drudge Report had it linked front page for 2 days. Millions of people watched the videos of them all saying Obama told us to add the provision to have military on the streets of America and to secretly arrest citizens and to have citizens disappear. Meanwhile, the ACLU was running around saying Obama was against it. I was telling you 3 weeks ago, no, here is the letters from Obama's lawyers saying he doesn't particularly like the bill because he already has the power without Congress. Remember, he launched wars without Congress. So at the end of the day, though, he said he's going to sign it because, well, if you want to go ahead and give me dictatorial powers and say I have them, which is what the bill says. It says the president can kill any citizen he wants, do anything, is the Fuhrer. Now, I want to be clear about this. Just because the president says that he's God, just because the Congress says he's our Fuhrer, that means our leader, just because the North Koreans call Kim Jong-il dear leader, dear Fuhrer, doesn't mean that he's above the law. Doesn't mean he's not a degenerate criminal protected by an armed gang called the North Korean military. Now, Obama himself is a puppet, a teleprompter-reading puppet, but the office of the presidency and the foreign banking interests that bankrolled him and others, and they're bankrolling Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, and demonizing Ron Paul, and brainwashing the public that Ron Paul can't win, even though in some polls he's number one in Iowa and New Hampshire. Just because their puppet is being endowed now with these false powers doesn't mean they're constitutional. What, 180 years ago or so, the Supreme Court ruled black people weren't humans. And folks didn't like that. So a later ruling, they said, well, okay, they're two-thirds human. Now, they had laws where if a black man didn't pull a plow right, you could kill him. Now, does the black man have a right 200 years ago in a sugarcane field in Cuba or in Alabama to grab the bullwhip away and beat his would-be master over the head with it? Yes, organic, galactic, common law, organic law, universal law says yes. Just because the Nazis had laws saying Hitler could kill anybody he wanted to and they could come to your house and arrest you and disappear you doesn't mean that it's legitimate. You see, we had a rule of law, a Bill of Rights and Constitution that said that it wasn't just your right, it was your duty, Declaration of Independence, to physically attack anyone who tried to take your life or liberty. And government was so afraid of the population for hundreds of years in this country that despite the fact that we weren't perfect, we were the freest nation ever known and produced the most wealth. Mexico has triple the natural resources on average, according to CIA Factbook and other prospectus, than the United States, but can't produce one-tenth the wealth. Why? Because there's no freedom. There's a tiny elite. Same thing with all these other countries. But now you notice as the liberties are gotten rid of, the prosperity's going out the window. Let me ask you, how do you like the fruits of the New World Order, of NAFTA, of GATT, of globalism, of the TSA, of the everything changed after 9/11? And all the bull of buying into that official story. I mean, even if you believe 9/11 was as they said it was, they certainly use it to take the general public's rights. to launch illegal wars, to lie about WMDs, to bankrupt the country. The United States is run by corporate interests that are anti-free market, use government to shut down their competition, and who are anti-family and anti-independence on every front, and openly fund the environmental land grabbers, the carbon taxers, all of it. Go look at who funds it. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. They're all the ones that fund middle-class tax increases to funnel your money and banker bailouts to them. They are the enemy. There is no America anymore. We're a corporate fiefdom. We're a corporate holding. We were conquered through fraud, but they can only hold it as long as you're not aware of it for a time. But they're doing all of this now, saying, yeah, we're going to censor the internet, no due process, shut down whatever we want, AP, Reuters, Newsweek, Time Magazine, Wikipedia, all of them admitting it right now. Wikipedia is going to go dark, they're saying, for a few days, just to show you what it's going to be like. The feds are already grabbing thousands of websites a week, some of them totally legal, that are posting alternative music with authorization that's kicking the mainline recording industry's butt, so they don't have a monopoly on what becomes popular. So they had the feds just go shut down a multi-million dollar website, and the feds had to admit last week, oh, the site wasn't even illegal, but your site's still gone. This is all enshrined in part of a UN treaty that Nexus is in with this U.S. law. Our law is all under UN now. As Obama has said, as four of the Supreme Court justices have said, it can happen here. It is happening here. So for 3 weeks, we have a debate about does the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, get rid of posse comitatus, put troops on the streets, allow them to attack anybody anywhere in the world, including U.S. citizens in the United States, kill you, torture you, disappear you. And at first, people couldn't believe it. So they said it can't be true. I saw articles. Ron Paul's wrong. Alex Jones is wrong. All over the country. It can't be true. Because one subsection said citizens are exempt until another section and said unless the government says so. Until Carl Levin and all these other senators, and there's video after video on Infowars.com breaking this down, came out and said, no, it does affect U.S. citizens. Here's the article that we reposted today on the front page that has a boil down of all this. Presidential frontrunner warns martial law being established in America. It's got all the videos, the Ron Paul interview here, where he said the NDAA establishes martial law. Of course it does. It's beyond martial law. Even under classical martial law, the military can't kill you, torture you, or disappear you forever. This is now codified in an abomination that actually has the rest of the world marveling. They are marveling in Australia, in France. Al Jazeera, Drudge had the headline. You know, even Al Jazeera asked, how did it come to this? Because, and let me add something. They always talk about Al-Qaeda. When you get the actual training manuals that law enforcement have sent us, MIAC, Homeland Security, that have made national news over and over again, what's the number one threat? If you're a new listener, just type in internal Homeland Security documents. Veterans, number one threat. Veterans, gun owners, ranchers, farmers, self-sufficient, Amish, Mennonites, anybody who, when they bring in the controlled depression to bring us to our knees, who can be self-sufficient, anybody, you are the people on the list, the people with guns, and they've got NORTHCOM, I'm getting chills right now, and the military and all these manuals training to take us on militarily because we're the real Americans, we're not the terrorists.
Peace could last forever. And in my first memories, they shot Kennedy. I went numb when I learned.
Yeah, America has gone numb to corruption to the point of on BBC, Fox News, ABC News. I've played all the clips here. You can just type into a search engine, news admits troops growing opium. They go, yeah, we're ordered to grow the opium, and then it's shipped out of the country. We don't know where it goes. It's just gone up 13-fold from what it was 10 years ago when the liberation began. $500 billion a year of heroin refined out of it and shipped worldwide. America is run by corrupt interest. Two megabanks got caught last year last December, a year ago now, laundering $376 billion in narcotics money out of the $500 billion a year industry, again, just here in the U.S. It's $500 billion in opium worldwide. Our own government says the government has been taken over by criminals. This is what happens over and over again. But here's the good news. They wouldn't be coming out and openly saying, okay, we are going to start shutting down talk radio and bring back the fairness doctrine. Okay, we are going to not let people criticize the government. Okay, we are going to turn the Pentagon loose and the private mercenary companies, over 200 of them hired, to wage offensive internet war on detractors of our agenda. That means if you're not a globalist traitor. The reason we get hack attacks all the time out of Department of Defense and all sorts of dirty tricks. The reason that happens is because they're scared to death. Because 74% of all donations from the military for both parties, for presidential candidates, go to Ron Paul. Because the military loves my radio show. Because they're average men and women who join for the right reasons. And they know what I'm saying is the truth. Because they're in there getting the training for riot control and gun confiscation. And they're good people. And they know what's going on. And so you bet they're in Newsweek and Time Magazine and The Hill all over the news admitting, oh yeah, the government's getting ready to shut down free speech. Why? Because we're destroying them. We're defeating the small criminal group. Like John Corzine, former head of Goldman Sachs, that's the head of the New World Order, sets up his own MF Global, makes a 40-to-1 bet. Goldman Sachs is told by its owner, because it was just basically a front group again for JP Morgan and then a subsidiary of that, MF Global, you give us that money. It disappears out of the private customer accounts. And Corzine, now last week in Congress, got caught when the head of the biggest commodity trading group, the CMT, went public. We played the clip. Financial Times of London ran with it as well and said Corzine did know and did direct the private accounts to be taken. After he'd perjured himself before two committees, he's at the highest level of government, top Obama advisor, former New Jersey governor, former head of Goldman Sachs, that's as high level as it gets, and he's a common crook. He's a common crook, just like Bernie Madoff, who founded the NASDAQ. Ken Lay, who came up with carbon taxes and all this stuff with Al Gore in meetings. A common crook. They're crooks. And when you go study who's funding the Ford Foundation, who's funding Rand Corporation, who's putting out these reports, it's those very same companies. They're the ones lobbying and giving money to pass NDAA. Of course, foreign crook banks want the army on the streets. What do you think they do? It came out in 2002 when the BBC, Greg Palast, got the IMF World Bank documents when Joseph Stiglitz left. 2,000 plus pages. And they talked about, well, first we take over and buy off both parties or all three parties in a third world country or a first world country or an old world country. And then we implode the economy and then people get mad. And once there's a revolution, we try to bring in martial law and that further destroys things. And they've got a plan for us. And there's no reason it has to happen. Ron Paul being number one, number two, or number three in all polls combined. So he's really in second place, as I've been telling you for 6 months. The media now admits that. The fact that he is in second place, despite all the demonization and everything else, shows you it is a bellwether or a barometer or a gauge, like in your car. But the temperature is rising of the people. This is a guy who understands it, who does the real research. Weekly Standard says he sounds just like Alex Jones. Of course he does. He's reading the same globalist documents. I can't tell you how refreshing it is to have a Lord Monckton on or a Ron Paul on or someone who's a true scholar like I am who spends countless hours studying and I can say something and they finish my sentence. Up-to-date info. People who know what they're talking about. So again, I'm going to warn everybody right now, we are at a historic crossroads. Remember, just 3 weeks ago, oh, it's not true. They're not going to use the army on the streets of America and arrest American citizens. And Obama's going to veto. Then they said, okay, it is in there, but don't worry, Obama's going to veto what the ACLU said. And I said, here's his letters to Congress. They're in the Congressional Record saying that he wants the pure power himself. And they changed it and gave it to him. He says he's going to sign it. Said he'd sign it Thursday. He hadn't signed it yet. He uses that unconstitutional robot signer, that robo-signer, just like the big banks do to take your house that they don't own. And remember, 10 years ago, I was a conspiracy theorist having insiders on tell you that. Now it's admitted. I mean, you better start listening to me. I don't watch football. I don't screw around with my hair all day. I don't run around acting trendy with my buddies and acting tough. I spend my time researching. I'm going to tell you again. I know what I'm talking about. You're in peril not listening to every word I tell you. And I'm talking to new listeners. We're all in peril. I'm not up here risking my life, my name, my treasure, my family, folks, because I don't think and know we can win. And losing to these people, a high-tech, eugenics-based, population reduction, control freak system, that's not an option. If this was some boss hog corruption, business as usual, I wouldn't be so frantic. It'd be a problem. I'd say get involved in your government. That was 30, 40 years ago. We've got really virulent tyranny with a bunch of control freaks who've never lost and who are very arrogant and who want global domination and want us to pay for it and fight for it. And let me tell you, you see the fruits of the New World Order. It isn't good. You like it so far? If talk show hosts across this country and prominent media people would all just start rebelling and start telling the truth, because I know you're not stupid men and women, we turn this around very quickly. I know you get threatened with firing and the rest of it, but if you all start rebelling, and by the way, I put this call out more and more, I'm seeing it happen. I'm not going to name names, but I see it across the board. Good. Even if you're evil and corrupt, you know you don't have a seat at this table in the New World Order where it's going. Your own self-preservation says you've got to fight this. You know it in your gut. You know it intellectually. You know I'm right. So stand with humanity. Stand with the people and wake up. So first I go through this exercise of explaining, no, it really does affect citizens. Here's clips of senators and people saying it. Here's the text. Then, oh, Obama's going to save us. That was so people wouldn't lobby against it and stop it. I'm like, no, he's going to sign it. Now he says he's going to sign it. But in case you're a new listener, let me just play one of four or five clips that are at Infowars.com in the article, Presidential Frontrunner Warns Martial Law Being Established in America. The video of Ron Paul right there on our show, breaking it down. And I have the clips of the other senators saying it there. But here is Senator Carl Levin, the author of the bill, telling another senator, hey, don't gripe at me. Obama asked for this. Okay? And no wonder people can't figure out politics. This is the deception. You've got to wallow through four or five layers of it every time. We're going to go to break and come back with this video. But, ladies and gentlemen, I knew their game plan. I know their plays so well, like it's football, that I said, they just introduced this bill, they're going to claim it's not in there. Then they're going to claim, I said this 3 weeks ago, that Obama's going to veto it, but he's not going to veto it. And sure enough, now that they pass it, they go, yeah, it affects citizens. Yeah, the army's going to start being on the streets. Well, of course they're going to start being on the streets. The bankers are all going to go to prison if they don't have a staged civil emergency and a takeover and ban free speech in this country. I mean, you got that? They're going for broke. They're all in. And I've been to the urban warfare drills where they've been training for it.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know that a lot of people feel powerless and they hear this type of news and they think, what do we do? You become aware of it. You learn how the global system works. You decide that being informed is important, and you realize that most media gives you different flavors of spin and bull. But more and more, because the private corporate world government is out in the open, they don't even deny it now. In fact, things are so bad, we're seeing horrified responses to what's happening from even powerful institutions, and I'm going to get to some of that in a moment. Look at these headlines. The Hill. Internet piracy bill, a free speech kill switch. Here's AP. Internet architects oppose U.S. online privacy bill. Another headline. This is the Chinese model of censorship. The father of the internet, and we're not talking about Al Gore, the real inventors. If the U.S. begins its use of central position in the network for censorship that advances its political and economic agenda, the consequences will be far-reaching and destructive. That's AP, AFP. NDAA bill aims to suppress internet freedom. Here's another one. Congress declares offensive war on the internet and NDAA. Listen to the NDAA National Defense Authorization Act, which already has all four branches of the military, meaning the private contractors that run it. Section 954 of the NDAA, titled Military Activities in Cyberspace, received no debate in Congress as well as in the media. The section states clearly, quote, Congress affirms the Department of Defense has the capability and upon direction by the president may conduct offensive operations in cyberspace to defend our nation, allies, and interest. Offensive, preemptive. And you find out about what these generals have been saying for years. They call it sock puppets and megaphones. They've got fake programs already disseminating disinfo, engaging in domestic propaganda, and attacking websites and groups that don't agree with, quote, America's agenda. That means the Madoff banker types that run our country's agenda. And remember that. Remember that. That to simplify this, it's a bunch of Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff, John Corzine crooks, I mean, people even worse than them, that run this and are the ones setting this up. And they created 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion conservatively. Washington Post says $654 trillion of that is, quote, America's debt. Now, your own personal debt, government debt, everything combined is $14.5 trillion. They've got you convinced that you're going to be debtor slaves because of that. And meanwhile, there's 600 plus trillion they say we've signed onto because it's their debt. They create the derivatives, buy up the world through the fraud, the Ponzi scheme, but they don't go to jail. They just turn America and the rest of the world into a jail. They finance al-Qaeda to start overthrows of countries all over the Middle East, call it democracy as they stone and beat women, and tell you to give your rights up or al-Qaeda will get you when they get al-Qaeda on the airplanes that protect them. This is full-spectrum dominance. These global bankers control al-Qaeda, and they use it to menace us so that we then give up our liberties. Be a little more sophisticated, okay, folks, if you're a new listener. Figure out why the bankers are able to take over. Can you figure that out? Can you figure out that Amiral Alaki dined secretly at the Pentagon and got walking orders from the Pentagon brass, AP, Fox News? Can you figure out that we broke before it was even in congressional testimony from eyewitnesses that the U.S. government got the underwear Christmas Day bomber on the plane 2 years ago? For 2 months, that was not in the news. You heard it here first because the people that witnessed it are my listeners. And the media said they were full of baloney, and then it came out it was all true in congressional testimony. And the Congress said, let's just move on. The government got him on the plane. Let's just move on national security. You bet they did to put those naked body scanners in so they can train you to be a good little slave. Now, here's the deal. I want to get into the internet situation and this global announcement to shut down free speech and how they're going to do it. As I've been telling you for a decade, how did I know? There's a consortium called Internet 2. They've met in Austin. They've met in London. They've met in Tokyo. It's made up of major corporations and big government institutions and universities, and they openly a decade ago. Well, actually, the first meeting I saw was in 2000, so 12 years ago almost. 11-plus years ago, they said how they were going to do the whole thing. And again, I'm absolutely right again, not because I'm smart. You know, when I learned that the enemy tells me exactly what they're going to do, be like if I was a football coach and the other coach walked over an hour before the game and said, here's my complete playbook and exactly how I'm going to run every play. Just want you to have it. And then at first I wouldn't trust him. But after I saw the first 5-6 plays exactly as they said, I would start using that playbook. A menu. And I've got their entire playbook. The entire playbook's there for you. Even if you're some selfish little globalist wannabe, you know how successful you can be in life having their playbook, being into researching reality? Not living. I mean, I talk to business people, executives. Most of them are like children. They live in just a phony fantasy land, interfacing with all the disinfo they're given. There's very few people that pierce it. But once you've pierced it and studied the enemy, you know everything they're going to do. And that's what's frustrating. To know this, to know it's illegitimate, to know it's horrible where it's leading us. You think things are bad now, just wait. To watch them say we're not in a depression when they know full well it is. To watch the public train to live off lies. To watch people being conned by it and being helpless because they're willfully ignorant. That's painful. Look at this headline. U.S. mayors decry rise in poverty, homelessness. And it says they ask the Fed. We were getting in record requests for food and shelter. Crime's exploding. But we've got close to 50-something million people. What is it? 46.2 million people on food stamps. That's electronic soup kitchens. We need your help. Something's happening. Why do you say it's not a depression? The government's like, no, we had a recovery 3 years ago. Everything's fine. It's just such a lie. Like Fast and Furious, the government caught shipping the guns into Mexico. And 2 weeks ago, CBS News gets the documents, as if I needed them, because I have inside sources, I already knew, that it was to blame the Second Amendment. Of course it was a false flag. Of course it was staged terror. Of course. It's their number one play. It's up the middle. Half their play is on that. That's all they run over and over and over and over again. I'm playing the real game of life. I'm not focused on Tebow losing right now. And I'm not saying you're bad if you're into that, but that doesn't affect you at the end of the day. It's a prosthesis for manhood. It is a fake appendage. It isn't real. You get in a male soap opera to what other men do in a simulated battle that doesn't matter while your entire Bill of Rights, Constitution, and your dollar is being destroyed. While torture and secret arrest and Chinese-style internet censorship is all publicly announced. Everything we've warned you about, and I told you months ago, it was all about to be announced. And now it is being announced because they're going into the worldwide implosion. They're going into the next hellish phase. And people are waking up, but not fast enough. Let's go to this short clip of the senator, Carl Levin, going, hey, don't blame me for this affecting U.S. citizens, this NDAA bill and the end of posse comitatus. The president asked for this. Are you aware of that, Senator? The senator says, yes, I am. Here it is.
And I'm wondering whether the senator is familiar with the fact that the language which precluded the application of Section 1031 to American citizens was in the bill that we originally approved in the Armed Services Committee, and the administration asked us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens and lawful residents would not be subject to this section. Is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration that asked us to remove the very language which we had in the bill which passed the committee, and that we removed it at the request of the administration that would have said that this determination would not apply to U.S. citizens and lawful residents? I'm just wondering, is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration which asked us to remove the very language, the absence of which is now objected to by the senator from Illinois?
I'm familiar now because the senator from Michigan has shared that fact with me.
Okay, that is the chairman of the Armed Services Committee. I've got three or four other senators saying the same thing, who were co-sponsors, okay? So, let's get it straight. It does affect U.S. citizens. You just bought the PSYOP. This is all a military handbook. As they assault you, they deny it's an assault. Then the president comes in and says he's going to veto it just so there's not opposition to it. And then as soon as they get the votes to pass it, he comes in and signs it, okay? It's a fake handoff. Again, you want to use more football analogies? Okay? I mean, we don't have time to play games. They're getting ready to launch giant wars, and I'm telling you, I got their memos. They're public. I'll cover this when we come back. They're getting ready to stage terror attacks and blame it on domestic groups. They think we're so dumb, they publicly are talking about it in major newspapers. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Hour two coming up with Ron Paul, by the way.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. right, we are back. We are into hour number two today. And Americans have just gotten used to everything being fine, there being plenty of food and everything, and entertainment, and, you know, people don't question how do highways get built, where does electrical power come from, where does food come from. It's just, oh, the cameras watch me and the helicopters fly around and our country starts big wars and kills people en masse, but, and ships guns into Mexico and drugs into the U.S., but everything's okay, they're going to leave me alone. No, they're not going to leave you alone. They've committed so many crazy crimes, and they want to go to the next level, so they're just butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. And we come back in the next segment. In fact, I'm going to give the number out right now. I'm going to open the phones up right now. Is our phone system ready to be opened up? Here is the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX. And I would like to hear from you on the crossroads issue. I mean, it encompasses every issue, but the attacks on lemonade stands, the Amish, the internal documents where it's veterans and conservatives and libertarians the system wants to go after. The military, openly training and in army times and stars and stripes preparing for war with the domestic citizens. The NDAA, the open internet censorship, all of this. I want to hear from you on these issues. I want to get your view, your take on it. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we'll get you up and on the air. I want to get your take on all of this. And then in the last segment and a half or so, I'm going to air most of the Ron Paul interview I did last Tuesday, because it's such a big interview, and it got picked up by hundreds of blogs and websites, well, really thousands, but hundreds of big ones and dozens that I saw without even looking hard of major newspapers responded to it, some of them with big demonization campaigns. Ron Paul is insane. He was on Alex Jones's show, that crazy man, talking about how they want to use the military on the American people, the insanity of it, while it's just all over the news. The NDAA does that. But see, we're not allowed to say we don't like that, because the anointed ones at the Weekly Standard and Hot Air and all these liberal and neocon sites and, other sites that are out there like the New Republic, real liberal. Oh my gosh, Alex Jones says there's eugenics and a plan to reduce population. How crazy. How nutsy. Oh, and then Ron Paul says that NORTHCOM and the U.S. Military Combatant Command for North America is taking over the country. And Ron Paul agreed. It was crazy. I mean, I've got stacks. CBS News admits citizens to be targeted by military domestically can be indefinitely detained. I mean, it's all right here. NDAA bill aims to suppress internet freedom. International Business Times. Al Jazeera detaining U.S. citizens. How did we get there? BBC. I mean, and I'm like, hey, the Army Times says the military is training to, quote, pull triggers on U.S. citizens. Oh, hey, the manuals I've been sent by the military and police that are concerned say it's for the U.S. citizens. It's not for Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's been given control of Libya and is being put into Syria and other areas by our government. Al-Qaeda works for them. You know, there's a whole history. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote two books bragging about it. Shut up, you traitorous piece of garbage. Why don't you go work with Al-Qaeda? No, I didn't help get Al-Qaeda on the airplane on Christmas Day. I didn't hang out with Amir al-Awlaki like the Secretary of the Army secretly. You know, I didn't. I'm concerned about that. I think it's bad. Shut up, Al-Qaeda traitor. But I don't like Al-Qaeda. Shut up, Al-Qaeda. You got to support Al-Qaeda to fight Al-Qaeda. That's crazy. Jones reads government documents. Everything he's saying is coming true. That makes him even more nuts. You hear that, public? He's crazy. Don't listen to him. John Corzine took your private bank accounts and doesn't know where the money is because he's a good guy. So's Bernie Madoff. So is Ken Lay. And I guess so's Hitler. Alex doesn't like Hitler. He's bad.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, about Tim Tebow and Tom Brady right now. The Broncos is not really trending. I don't know all the names. It's the Broncos, right? The Broncos and the Patriots. You know, they wear a three-corner hat. If you wear a three-corner hat, the FBI puts you on a list, but you can have a football team with a three-corner hat. They're all having a big battle right now. They're all having a big fight right now, and that's what matters for the future of America. Not the absolute, total police state control grid coming down on our heads. And boy, if you go to that football game and yell and scream and get all upset and paint yourself up in war paint, the media will say it's normal and good. But if you get upset about the military that you pay for and drones now being used against farmers, predator drones, and the Air Force, and Obama's rural affairs system, National Council under the Pentagon that is supposed to spy on rural communities, and if you get upset about SWAT teams, you know, going after Amish for selling milk to their neighbors, you're a bad person. And if you get upset about the military announcing they're now going to be used domestically against the American people and that you can be disappeared into a black hole, and then you get the training manuals, it has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. It's all for U.S. citizens. Why, if you raise your voice or get a little frantic about that, if you get frantic about Bernie Madoff stealing $100 billion, you're a bad person. If you get mad at White House advisor, former head of Goldman Sachs, John Corzine, lifting $1.2+ billion and saying he doesn't know where the money went as CEO, and the Fed saying they don't know either, as if they can't follow wire transfers when Forbes and others say it's J.P. Morgan. But they just say they don't know, and the head of the CME group came out, the biggest commodity group, and said, no, we talked to them. They took the money out of people's private accounts. It's a bank robbery, but nobody's going to get in trouble. Yeah, that shouldn't concern you at all. You know what? In fact, it's bad to get upset. I'm going to apologize. Again, I mentioned this earlier that I'm going to your phone calls. Then I'll get more into internet censorship, and then we got that Ron Paul interview that he was on with us live. Well, on Tuesday, we're going to re-air it here for some stations that just carry the Sunday show, because it's powerful. It's one of the most powerful Ron Paul interviews ever, not just one that I've done, where he laid it all out and said the National Defense Authorization Act, now passed the House and Senate on Obama's desk, establishes martial law in America, because that's what it does. That's what the military on the streets is, but it goes one further. They can disappear you. It's illegitimate. It's a fraud. They could say that we've all got to worship Santa Claus in a federal law. Doesn't mean it's so. Or they could announce they're going to catapult children, homeless children, and use them as skeet, you know, for the president. Doesn't mean he can do that. Hitler could pass whatever law he wanted. Stalin or Mao. Doesn't mean it's legitimate. It violates the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, common sense, universal law. It's a fraud. But the crooks in government know they got a 9% approval rating. They know the public's awake to them. They know the awakening's accelerating, and they're scared, and so their long backup plans are being activated. What came out 2 weeks ago, we were sent the documents with the phone numbers. They were confirmed to be real documents. Homeland Security is now manning the FEMA camps across the country. We have the internal emails, the maps, the documents, everything for Halliburton and Kellogg, Brown, and Root. And did any mainstream media pick it up? Zero. Because that's why they're dying. Why does InfoWars get 1 million visitors a day? Why does my radio show have 3 million listeners a day? Because we're real media. You aren't. You aren't. And so what's their plan? Oh, they'll just shut it down. And I have a report here how China and Russia, the New York Times and others have reported, use the same system that we're setting up where the Pentagon can shut websites down without due process for copyright or slander, and where the government can direct messages over your website when they want. That's now happening with EAS alerts over your cell phones, as we told you years ago. American future. Russia and China use copyright laws to crush government criticism. Here is the Hill newspaper. Internet piracy bill. A free speech kill switch. Here's AFP and Breitbart. Internet architects oppose online piracy bills. Here's the same letter from the AP. This is from the inventors of the internet, and the real inventors, not Al Gore, another congenital liar. All censorship schemes impact speech beyond the category they were intended to restrict. But these bills are particularly egregious in the regard because they cause entire domains to vanish from the web. They say a link on a message board to an article they claim is copyright. Under this, they say a link to an article. This isn't a joke here. A link to a mainstream article is copyright. You're not even allowed to link, which is how the internet works. Your site and the entire server system is taken down. So it's a reign of terror. Not just infringing pages or files, they say. An incredible range of useful law-abiding sites can be blacklisted under these proposals. Already happening, folks. The signatories included Vint Cerf, considered one of the fathers of the internet, said censorship of internet infrastructure will invariably cause network errors and security problems. And you got Cass Sunstein, the regulation czar in Obama's administration, saying, censor the internet, shut down people that criticize the government, and go one further. He says, you can go pull this up. Well, even the Washington Post reported it and said, well, maybe it's reasonable. New York Magazine, when they wrote a profile on me earlier this year, said maybe Cass Sunstein's right. They said, once we shut their sites down, then we're going to arrest them. But we got to first shut the sites down. And now they got the army trucks ready to come pick you up at your house. Oh, is everybody going to do like they did in Nazi Germany and go line up? I don't think so. Cops like pepper spraying, you know, college students at sit-ins and stuff, or billy clubbing them. Ooh, this is kind of escalating into something that ain't going to be too pretty. But I know you've had a fluoride head public put up with everything, so you think we're sheep, you're wolves. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves, Thomas Jefferson. Don't worry, though, the system's going to hurt you, too, all you so-called enforcers. They're going to hurt you real good. An incredible range of useful law-abiding sites can be blacklisted under these proposals. The signatories included Vint Cerf, inventor of the internet. This is true in China, Iran, other countries that censor the network today. It will be just as true of American censorship, they said. If the U.S. begins to use its central position in the network for censorship that advances its political and economic agenda, because that's what they plan to do with it, the consequences will be far-reaching and destructive. Oh, you want me to continue? Just type in, new bill is Chinese censorship model. Here's another one, International Business Times. NDAA bill aims to suppress internet freedom. It says the Pentagon can shut down anything it doesn't like for any reason offensively in America. We've already tracked Pentagon servers knocking us down over and over again. That's why we ended up spending so much money to build 3-layer deep constellations of different systems. When they shut one down, we go, okay, turn up this backup. I'm already building more backups outside the U.S. But under this, it's an international treaty. They're going to block that and delist it from Google. Oh, my gosh. They've got new systems where they can delist a voice from the internet. They have systems, you know, where you hold your iPhone up for years and it picks up whatever the music is you like, Christmas music, whatever the case is. Different programs that do that, with like Shazam. Well, now, in fact, I keep forgetting, what's the name of that program? Actually, Rob has it on his phone. Pull up iPhone app that could tell you what a song is. It's Shazam. Okay, I'm right. Good. I just want to test my memory here. The point is, now they have those loaded on the internet where my voice has now been banned on YouTube in one respect. I'm going to go to break and come back to your calls. To put Endgame as a test in stores 4 years ago, and it did become the number one documentary for 2 months running on Amazon to beat Al Gore's film out for months, you know, up against his head-to-head. Surprisingly easy to do. I let a distributor, I hold the copyright, a distributor put it out worldwide. The Canadian group that is distributing it in Canada put the program on YouTube through their system where my voice, we try to upload 30 seconds of my film to YouTube, boom, shuts it down before it goes up. Not the music, my voice. Now think of the powers of that for censorship. Alex Jones, gone. That's the New World Order's secret weapon to shut down the web. You better use it while you still got it. Fight for it, but also use it like it won't be there tomorrow. Don't take this for granted, folks. Everybody knows the dice are loaded.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody doesn't know, though. They don't understand there's different types of rich people.
Everybody knows that the boat is...
There are the ultra-rich that are collectivists that use government to consolidate power and shut down their competition. There's the middle class that just wants to be left alone. And there's the hardworking underclass, blue-collar, that wants to make it into the middle class. And then you've now got the giant welfare-dependent class that doesn't know what planet they're on in many cases, and thinks that anybody with a dollar more than them are the rich guys, and they'll vote to take guns, to bring in socialism, whatever, as long as they get some money. And that's where we stand. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls, but I've tried my best today to sit here and warn you. I mean, here's even MSNBC breaking down the internet bill. It says it de-indexes by search engines, blocks internet service providers, blackballs payment, blackballs people being able to even be on the internet, shuts down free speech, shuts down even proxy servers, and allows the Pentagon to run it all. The Pentagon running our lives. What happens to every third world country? The military takes over. That is, the crooks that run the military take over. This is foreign banks, a bunch of international crime bosses that make Madoff look like a choir boy, running our society. Very simple. And if Americans just bow down to authority and bow down to torture and bow down to black uniforms, a long, long night is coming. You think the Depression's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Our debt is predominantly owned by China and foreign banks. Here's a headline. China trims holdings of U.S. Treasury debt because of dollar devaluation. Look, they're not gearing up for martial law for no reason. And they started getting ready for it when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. They knew 12 years ago what they were doing. This is all premeditated. Because I don't want to hear when all this stuff comes into place, well, Alex, you were right, they were going to do it, but they just thought of this just now. No, it's been a long-term takeover. But what I love is how, even though world government's now admitted, and it's run by the very groups we said would announce it, the big mega brokerage banks and central banks, even though we're totally right, they have people coming out writing hit pieces. The Ron Paul interview is coming up right now. Let's rampage through your calls. Lee in California. Boom, hit it. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I'm out here in California, a little country town out in the middle of San Joaquin Valley. And moved out of here. Well, I lived here about 17 years ago, moved out about 10, and just moved back a year ago.
Yeah, right now, outside your town. It was in the news last week that the sheriff meets secretly with the ADL and the feds, quote, about small government terrorists, and they're teaching the locals and the police that Tea Partiers might need to be arrested. That broke last week. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm surrounded by zombies, fluoride heads, aspartame zombies, and gangbangers. And my kids, they go to school here, and every single school here has got fences all the way around. They're about 7-8 foot tall. They're locked in. As parents, we got to go in there at certain times to go, you know, pick up our kids or whatever. We have to go through the office at a certain time.
No, it's all prison training, but the illegal aliens are above the law, yes.
Yeah, and exactly. And
the pedophiles that work for the school, they don't even run their backgrounds in most states.
Yeah,
they want it locked down while they're having fun in there with the kids.
That must be it. And listen, yeah, we're driving down the freeway, and we've been noticing there's little black boxes in the middle of the lanes. We're thinking maybe license plate readers. We don't know. And then we go down a little further. There's like new poles up there with
They've got license plate readers in nationwide. They're now putting in pulse kill switches in all the new cars. They have kill switch systems. They've got helicopters a decade ago are all mounted with kill systems. But they don't want the enemy, that's the American people, to know about their secret weapons until they're ready to roll out. 15 years ago, they had ground-penetrating radar. They look right through your walls. Most police departments have it. Everything's listened to. Everything's tracked. I was a kook saying it years ago. Now it's admitted. I mean, just a total criminal government.
Yeah, I've had a black helicopter fly over my house. No numbers on it. Tinted out windows. didn't know what the hell.
Admitted it's Homeland Security and FEMA, but again, you're not supposed to see it. You're a bad man, Lee. Good to hear from you, Josh. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Josh in Oklahoma City. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Doing okay.
Hey, man, I'm actually calling today. I heard about the National Defense Authorization Act, and I was trying to tell a friend of mine named Don about it. And he keeps telling me, you know, that Ron Paul is not going to win the presidency. And I'm telling him, well, you know.
Okay, well, what does that have to do with the NDAA?
Well, all right, he's trying to say that Ron Paul is just, like, saying rambling things. And I'm trying to tell him, well, Ron Paul even
Listen, 5% defeated the British. And we've got way more than that now in the info war. We don't want this to get physical, but they'll probably try to start something. Look, your friend's okay, but he's a coward deep down, so he makes excuses. I can play four senators who authored and co-sponsored the bill. I can play the clips right now. They're the top story at InfoWars.com where it does affect citizens.
Yeah,
I mean, Army Times says they're training in Brigade Homeland and Stars and Stripes to, quote, pull triggers on Tea Partiers. Look, I've been to the drills before they called it a tea party. I've been to the Marine Corps drills. They practice killing people wearing John Deere hats and red and white checkered vest. They practice killing your granddaddy. We're the enemy.
Before I went blind, I was going to join the military, and now that I can't see, I did a lot of research on the military and stuff, and I'm realizing slowly that all they're doing is using us against each other. I mean, they're trying to pretty much make a civil war on purpose.
Yeah, they make it super sexy to torture, super sexy to have checkpoints, and then it's all about Al-Qaeda, and meanwhile, none of it's about Al-Qaeda behind the scenes. Josh, good to hear from you. Just tell your friend, enjoy himself then, okay? Just tell him enjoy everything that happens. Virgil in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good
yes,
to
sir.
Be listening in. Good afternoon, InfoWarriors Nationwide. I've been wanting to share an idea on the broadcast for some time now. Maybe let me know what you think and if it'll work or not. And that is, what if we were to, similar how you do the Google bombs, go after pro-New World NWO globalist corporations that have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and file complaints?
My only issue is that you'd have to have a real grievance with them to file the complaint. I mean, I know it's a war, but I don't ever resort to, I'm not saying you're saying this, to any dark side tactics or deception, because that only gives the enemy power. You may get results with lies up front, but it always manifests in some other greater, more evil way.
I see. Well, I was thinking Coca-Cola, if we could maybe go after them in regards to, they are in the Better Business Bureau and have an A-plus rating.
If you went blind from their aspartame in their drinks, which the studies show it does, then you could file a complaint on them. That's a good idea. And if you're tired of Coca-Cola funding globalist occupation worldwide and tyranny, which they do, and open borders, then I would file a complaint on them for that. That's a good idea. Virgil, anything else?
Absolutely. I just like to bombard corporations worldwide.
You know, I got a point on that. We come back, and then more of your calls, and then Ron Paul. Stay with us.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
If you're a new listener, I just want to challenge you to visit InfoWars.com. We've got an article headline up there. Presidential frontrunner says martial law being established in America. And it's got the full interview with Ron Paul. We're just going to play part of it coming up in the next segment. Interview I did earlier in the week that a lot of stations that don't pick up the weekday show pick up the Sunday night show. And so I want people to be able to hear this Ron Paul interview, and I've said it. It's the most powerful interview I ever did with him, because he lays it down. And it's been attacked by a bunch of different newspapers. This incredible one out of the Weekly Standard says, the company Ron Paul keeps, mean Alex Jones. And I'm going to do more on this tomorrow on the 11 a.m. show, because I just saw this before I went live today. Aaron was up here doing some updating of the news sites and brought it into me, because there's literally hundreds of articles including dozens in major newspapers, about the interview that you're about to hear after I take some more calls. And Aaron brought it into me, and I was reading over it. And, you know, it says basically we're insane that we're worried about the military on the streets of America, even though it's already happening in many cases. People pull up to Marine Corps checkpoints, you name it, in America. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. This is called Brigade Homeland. TSA checkpoints are on the highway. I told you years ago it was going to happen because they said it was. I mean, it's like, shut up, kook. We're not going to have checkpoints on the highways. But there's a press release by the TSA. That's what's so frustrating. And in this Weekly Standard article by James Kirchick, you see everything that's wrong with this country. This weird, almost schizophrenic craziness where there was a couple articles I saw this week in the Weekly Standard criticizing the NDAA, saying it puts troops on the streets and allows us to be secretly arrested. And then there's an article, him saying me and Ron Paul are crazy. It just doesn't work anymore. I mean, I remember being told 16 years ago I was crazy that the Federal Reserve was private. You guys failed on that front. Now everybody knows it. You know, your incredible ignorance, which I find hard to believe, or your deception, isn't working anymore, dinosaur media. You're not the mainstream media anymore. And that's why you want to censor talk radio and online news. And let me tell you something. You're picking a fight that's waking people up. I've never seen such an awakening as happening right now. The huge awakening that I saw 2 weeks ago has been turbocharged to a level I've never seen. All right, I got to give each caller a minute. I want to get to everybody. George in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't know if a minute will do it, but I'll try quickly. I have 3 points. I think we should start making CDs of all the pertinent supporting materials, pass it out to friends. And second point, go to police, go to military people's homes that we know in our areas, talk to them and say, look, are you going to go Nazi or are you going to be go Republic? I mean, it's a bottom line, and otherwise we go Swamp Fox. And you remember, when you start picking up families, we're going to be going after your families, because if you're going to kill us, then if it's going to cross that line, then you got to realize that there is no line anymore. There is no law and order. I forgot the third.
George, I got to stop because I can't go to the callers. You're on fire. And what you said, we've got to do emergency backups of all the proof. Because, again, they wouldn't be trying to bring in censorship if we weren't hurting them, which lets us know they're not invincible. They're a bunch of Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff, John Corzines. It would be so easy to just arrest them all. They've all committed treason. Instead, they want to arrest us because we're the real Americans, and they know it, George.
Third point I just remembered. Go to every station, every newspaper. Talk to the actual reporters that have reported this bullshit, and go right in their face and said, "Where are you?"
Sir, I got to let you go. I understand you're upset here, but we're a broadcast radio station. The quickest way to get cut off the air is to do that. Okay? We wanted to hear what you had to say, and he made great points. And I know he's mad. He's saying, "Don't go after our families. Don't destroy the rule of law, because then there is no law. Get the hard copies of the films, the books, the materials. Again, value this information and reach out to reporters and media people and explain to them what they're doing." I saw articles this week, even after it was national news, that the NDAA did affect citizens. I saw them attack Ron Paul and myself and say we're liars, even when it's admitted. Now, that's conscious disinfo. And most of these articles I saw were in the editorial pages of newspapers. They wouldn't put their name on it. Folks, if a name isn't on something, number one, if it's a nom de plume or a nom de guerre, I don't respect that. I want to see the John Hancock on it. You know what? One time I was being flown out to Los Angeles to be in a movie. And they said, "We got to file this paperwork and, you know, give us your real name on the paperwork." And I said, "It's Alex Jones. It's Alexander Emmerich Jones. Yeah, that's my name. This is me. This is who I am. Okay? There's no act here. I know what I'm talking about. I put it all on the line. I face death every day because I know that I cannot give in to the evil and serve it. I cannot put it on my name and my soul. I will not be part of it." All right. Lance in Pennsylvania, then V-Man, Sean, Zeke, Sam, Don, Craig, and everybody. Lance, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great to talk to you. The one thing, I'm awake. I follow everything you're saying, and I'm with you. The one thing, though, that I have to kind of question and never really hear it, and you just kind of touched on it a little bit, but as a normal, everyday citizen, I mean, I post up the links on my Facebook. I call my representatives and senators and say, don't say yes to this.
You got
to
do banner hangs. You got to put a pirate system to your neighborhood and broadcast videos or whatever, UHF, VHF. FMAM, you got to get aggressive. You got to do what I do. Drive around with bullhorns hanging off a car. Used to, when I was only on radio one day a week and I was only on Access TV one day a week and that's the only media I could get, I'd drive around with bullhorns hanging off the roof of my car. I mean, you got to shake people out of their trance. You got to get aggressive. Let me tell you, government's so criminal, if you just start following city people around, you're going to find them committing crimes. I mean, I'm telling you, you scratch the paint in this rotten house, you're going to find evil right behind the paint. I mean, evil's taken over, man. You can't, it's just all around you. You can go in any direction and run into these people. And you don't have to fix it all yourself. You just find your little evil and you get after it right there at point blank range. And there's nothing they can do. Let me tell you something. When good people take action, no amount of evil can stop you. They're scared of you. Evil people should be scared of good people. Good people got 10,000 times the power of evil. And it's time we stop being buffaloed by them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's no problem, man. I would love to also hear you interview Roy Masters sometime, if you know who he is.
I interviewed him about 15 years ago. I need to get Roy Masters back on. He started the Talk Radio Network.
He did.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear you and him talk about
it. He talked about all this stuff. Yeah, get Roy Masters on. See if you can still get him. I think I even told him 6 months ago, try to get Roy Masters on. We have any luck with that? I think Roy Masters even sought us out at the time. Yeah, get him on. I don't even try to talk to Talk Radio Network, Clear Channel, all those people. You know, whatever. I appreciate your call, Lance. Good points. So let's go ahead and take another call here. V-Man in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex! Been waiting to talk to you, Alex. I need you to reiterate for the Tea Party that they are in grave danger and that they gotta stand behind and join the resistance. And I need you to do one thing for me. Tell me when the guns come out. And I want you to leave when the show go off and play that. What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your slaves? You're the pretender. What if I say y'all never surrender? Yeah!
I love it. What if I say that I'll never surrender? I love it. I love your passion. It's that energy. Listen, here's the issue. We've got to identify the globalists and identify their crimes. The pen is 10 times more mighty than the sword. We are never offensive. We're trying to wake up as many people as we can. And when the globalists pounce, they're going to have a good surprise for them. Because we're planting info weapon time bombs in everybody's mind so they know the truth. And when the tyranny comes in and certifies everything we've said, that's when the victory comes. But I don't want to go to that point. They could all just start going to jail like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay. Again, we're going to face them down. Every time tyranny tries to take over, it doesn't succeed. We need to face them down and get it. Look, let me tell you, they're scared. You know how many sources we've got in government? 70%+ of all military donations, both parties and presidential, go to Ron Paul, who's coming up next.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You go to Infowars.com. There's a big data page up there. Top story linked in red. And it is titled Presidential Frontrunner. Government is Establishing Martial Law. The government has proven itself totally traitorous when they let Obama launch that war in Libya without congressional approval. Now, here's about 10 minutes of an interview I did, the second half. This is the second half. The first half it is up at Infowars.com. The whole interview is posted in that data page with the sponsors of the bills admitting it censors the internet, admitting it's the end of free speech, admitting they can secretly grab you and throw you in a dungeon for any reason. Again, there's the headline. Presidential Frontrunner warns martial law being established in America. Infowars.com. Get the link. Get it out to everybody. Now, here is some of the key parts of the interview with Ron Paul where he talks about Fast and Furious, and Holder needs some criminal charges for his false flag. Now, this is just common sense. This is just being an American, a constitutionalist. But in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Doing that to us.
I saw the Republicans here in Austin are going to protest Eric Holder, the attorney general, today because he wants the UN to oversee our elections. And I agree, that's certainly out of control and treasonous. But this is the guy caught perjuring himself, and the memos CBS released last week show that they said they were going to blame the guns in Mexico on the Second Amendment. Is that not a form of false flag against our most basic of rights, sir? And what would you do, if president, to people like Eric Holder?
Well, he should be immediately fired, and then there should be an investigation and find out if charges should be made. And that's obviously over the top. And all these kind of sting operations and false flag, this is criminal. And I think they do it constantly. I think they were doing that when there was this so-called attempt to kill the Saudi or the Iranian ambassador. You know, that kind of stuff is just way too much. But no, they should be investigating. And you know, that's one thing I think the government House committee is doing a pretty good job at investigating that. But I don't know whether charges will be made, but he deserves to have charges, you know, up against him.
Well said, and you got it right the first time. The claim of the used car sales and wanting to kill the Saudi ambassador, and even mainstream media had to admit that was totally phony and a pretext to attack Iran.
Yeah, that was the real excuse to blame it on them, and we know that is you know, I just wonder about that, whether that guy will ever get tried, because if he does, maybe the truth will come out. And sometimes they won't try these people because they don't want the truth to come out. So it's just another propaganda stunt, as far as I'm concerned.
Now they want to go after Syria. It's now admitted the U.S., Israel, and others are staging giant military attacks inside Iran. What do you make of Congress not being consulted on that?
Well, unfortunately, that's been happening for a long time, and Congress is just totally negligent on this. And, you know, the other night when they were talking about this in the debates, you know, on what the president's responsibility is when they, you know, shoot down or are able to get one of our drones. And the argument was, should we go in and get it, or should we just go in and destroy it? And I tried to get attention on that. My suggestion would be, why don't we avoid it by not sending drones over a sovereign nation just looking for a problem to start another war? I mean, they never talked about, you know, the lack of wisdom of having been over there and losing a drone over a foreign nation, which we consider an enemy. I just think that is it's a reflection of a policy that has to be changed.
What's your view on the NDAA and the Ente Posse Comitatus and the declaration of the whole world as a battlefield?
Yeah, well, I think the significant difference is not so much in what they have done, but the announcement and the arrogance of it all, that they actually put it into law. You know, our government's been involved with our CIA and involvement in overthrowing governments and this for a long, long time. And, of course, last spring, I guess it was in February, where the administration admitted that they could assassinate American citizens. And now they're putting it into law. So this to me is an extremely wrong way to go. This is a giant step. This should be the biggest news going right now. It's literally legalizing martial law. And yet, you know, in our debates, how often does it come up? It didn't come up at all. You know, and then the arrogance, and this is the one thing Rand got stopped, the arrogance of them trying to push through on their voice vote, that if you go through a trial and found innocent, the government wants the right to put you in prison for life anyway. And fortunately, that they wanted to do that in voice vote, and he finally got a vote on that, and that was canceled out. But that is arrogance of the administration and neglect of the Congress in using their authority and responsibility, as well as the people. That's why it's up to so many of us now to wake the people up, because they don't probably realize the significance of it. But this is big. This is big. You know, the monetary issue is big, all these things I've talked about. But this step where they can literally arrest American people, American citizens, and put them away without a trial, and you heard Lindsey Graham say, well, if they ask for a lawyer, tell them no lawyer for you. I mean, that is arrogant and bold and dangerous. let's hope and pray that we can get that kind of stuff reversed.
Congressman, we've only got a few minutes left with you here, and I wanted to continue looking at the presidential race. What would be the first three things that you would do, the first three goals, when you got into office, when you were sworn in January of 2013?
Well, there are three big goals, but you might not be able to do as much all by yourself the first few days. But you could change the foreign policy and send the message to the world that we are not looking for more wars. We're looking for, a more peaceful solution to the problems. And that is to start bringing our troops home, which would send the message that that money is going to be spent at home instead of overseas. Might send a message to the markets that things will be different. But then other than that, then it would be working on the budget to cut the spending. You know, my proposal that if we're serious about this, we have to cut the budget. I want to cut it first year at $1 trillion. And the other thing that must be changed is curtailing the power of the Federal Reserve to monetize debt and get something passed where we can either or both, you know, restrain the Federal Reserve to act on its own, to print trillions and trillions of dollars in bailing out everybody around the world, as well as a thorough audit of the Federal Reserve, and then find out, find out exactly what they have been doing, and then aim for legalizing the competing currency. Some of those messages, if we change our foreign policy, bring our troops home, start balancing the budget, you don't have to wait for everything to be perfect. It's just the direction we're going. People might say, hey, you know, this is different. And maybe some optimism would come back, which we need a lot of.
Beautifully said. What can we do on the campaign trail briefly? And then finally, I know you've written a piece today that's on your congressional site. It's also on Infowars.com about forced drug research where they're trying to psychologically screen the kids. Internet kill switch admitted in the Washington Post. All of this is happening. But what can we do to ensure that you win in Iowa, Congressman, in closing?
Doing, and if they're not anybody's not involved, want to go to Ron Paul 2012 and find out, because people can phone from home. They certainly can raise funds. People are going out to Iowa. There's activity, but there's a lot of electronic activity going on. You know, with automatic phoning and different things that done. This is very, very important. So we're in the last lap here right now, so it's very important that we get maximum effort made.
All right. I was about to say, now is the time. Okay, that's just part of the interview. That's kind of the tail end of it when he got into the NDAA and the martial law and the rest of it. But the first half of the interview is up at Infowars.com in the article, Presidential Frontrunner Warns Martial Law Being Established in America. We are in information war. Speaking of hard copies of things, if you order the Everything Special or the other books, videos, ball caps, T-shirts, everything that helps fund our operation, but more importantly, get the word out. If you order by tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it's guaranteed to be shipped out to you via UPS or USPS so that you get it by Friday or Saturday and can have it for Christmas as a gift. And the Everything Special at Infowars.com is all 18 of my films on DVD. That's 18 different gifts you can give people for $99.95. That's over a 70% discount. It's normally $360. It's $99.95, and this will end with the end of this month. So it's the biggest special I've ever done, because I just want to get the information out, and I want to thank all of you for your support over the years, buying the books, the videos, and the rest of it, because that's what funds our InfoWar along with our great sponsors. We appreciate you clicking on the links at Infowars.com and supporting them as well. We're also carrying a great new film, The Noble Lie, which exposes Oklahoma City as a total inside job. Key to get that information out to everyone. Again, Infowars.com. You can order tonight or tomorrow morning and be guaranteed to get that before Christmas. And, of course, we have a big discount right now at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news and the rest of it. All right, great job with the crew. Lord willing, pray for me. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and pray for America. Pray for the world. Pray for liberty. God bless you all.